And this is Coast Community Radio, KMUN Astoria 91.9, KTCB Tillamook 89.5, and coastradio.org, wherever you are in the world. Hello, Carol. Hi, Vancouver. We might be back in computer land sometime soon, so stay tuned, everybody. And that means all of you who listen to Arts Live and Local. It's been a little strange not having a computer to find out what's going on. So if you've written to me and you haven't gotten a response, that's why. Because I have been pewterless, as they say, or as I say. Anyway, it's time for Arts Live and Local. And by the way, please remember to turn in your ballots. The 20th, that's Tuesday. This coming Tuesday is the end of the road, 8 p.m., I believe. No, it's got to be before 8 p.m. because they announced the winners at 8. Anyway, whatever time it is, get it in now. Just drop it off at whatever box you're closest to. In Astoria, it's 8th and Exchange. Way too much going on around here, but we are not complaining. We are delighted and happy. I have a full show. We've got Trash Art. Why, it's right in front of me now. I've got the North Coast Chorale, Seaside High School, and Fire Mountain School. So lots of variety. Going to start out with a dedication to the people of India for getting an election on the way. I'm not saying who won, who lost. The bottom line is, with all the people they had, they managed to have an election. And so far, they're not killing each other. So, congratulations. And congratulations to you for choosing Coast Community Radio and the Lower Columbia Pacific region. Thank you. music from, this is Calcutta slide guitar. Who knew that they use that expression? Well, I'm not sure they do, but this is Debashish Bhattacharya and beautiful music, 2005 release. Right here at the KMUN library, where we have lots of wonderful music. Well, we have lots of wonderful things going on in the neighborhood, too. And one of them, as I mentioned, is Trash Art Show. And I'm going to let my guests give you a little history as well as what's going on, or perhaps it's herstory. Lorraine Ortiz and Susan Walsh are here. Now, did you start this whole thing?
Susan and I are the co-birth mothers of the Trash Art Show.
I thought so. You're like that, you two. You two are like, you do these fabulous, unusual things. So give us a little background, because it started as one festival. Now it's broken off into several places.
This is quite a history. CARDM, as you know, is a unique organization that is always kind of reinventing itself. And 16 years ago, Lane DeMaul came to Susan and I and said, I want to write this grant, and I'm thinking it should have something to do with art. And so Susan and I put our heads together, and we were thinking maybe we'd create a miniature golf course made with art, or we would do some sort of something, a theme park or something. But then we thought, why don't we have people make art out of trash? And I have to say, I think we were some of the first people on that wave, don't you think, Susan?
I do think so.
I think so, too, because now a lot of people are using recycled items and plastic from the ocean and stuff, but you guys were way ahead of your time.
Oh, way ahead.
Yeah. Way ahead. Oh, wait. And not only that, but you... yours was so organic, as it were, since you were talking about CARDM.
Right, and the art came from inside our community, which I think was also unique. So people who maybe weren't considering themselves painters or sculptors were making art out of this material because there was no rules, they couldn't do anything wrong, and they were very excited about what they were creating.
Right. Have you either or both taught or inspired art individually before? And or since?
Yes.
I know you both make art, but do you?
Yes. Yeah. I have done a lot of teaching. Actually, I wouldn't call it teaching art, but I have done a lot of work with people who did not consider themselves to be artists, and invented a course called The Hero's Journey that was a course in painting. And I would just invite people, especially who have not had any art experience, to come in and bring their tempera paints and just start. And that was a very popular course. I did that probably, Lorraine and I worked on that course together.
Yeah, for about 11 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
We must have done, how many courses? We must have 15, 20?
Oh, yeah. We always say we truly got the 100th monkey on that one.
Right.
We did.
And was that for all age?
Oh, yes, it was. Well, we didn't actually have children in that.
Mostly adults.
It was mostly adults.
I have to say I appreciate that, because as much as wonderful it is, and I'm involved in this myself, arts in the schools and stuff, it especially something as intimidating for some of us, not mentioning any names, to do visual arts.
Right.
To invite adults so they don't feel they're embarrassing themselves in front of kids who do these fabulous, uninhibited things. So,
well, in a way, the trash art genre it fulfills the same kind of purpose for people, because it has a bit of whimsy to it. Mm-hmm. It people can get very inventive, and it doesn't have to be these beautifully rendered images. And I think it brought a lot of people out of the woodwork who do this stuff but don't have any venue for it.
They call themselves trash artists now. And what's interesting about trash art is one of the things that sets trash art apart from amateur trash art is joinery. Can you make trash art that actually stays together for more than five minutes?
Yes. Good point.
Yeah, it's interesting that way.
Mm-hmm. Now, so do you help people who want to get involved and are don't know how to do that.
In the day, we used to have workshops. We had welding workshops. We had joinery workshops. We had mosaic workshops. We had how to wire stuff so you could light things up. But now we figure everybody knows how to do it. Right. And now just go make stuff.
There you go. And if they don't, then let's have the next generation start teaching it and moving it on. Right.
Yeah, very good.
You've put it all out there. I remember one of the, before it was separated out, I really wanted to go, but I felt a lot that, you know, I was just dressed in my normal clothes, and I can't go home to Brown's Meetings, so I got a CD and attached it to an earring hook and wore it in one ear only, and something else, too, and I figured I could pass.
You know? Yes. Uh-huh.
And
that
I did.
Pass.
You know,
that
I
would pass.
It. But some of the people,
You
know, with the trash on, you know, the fashion part and stuff like that.
Right.
So when it started, it was a whole evening of, you know, or what?
No,
how did it go?
It wasn't. When it first started, it was a trash art show that we had up at Cardam, and people would come and see the show. And I think we may have had...
We had a band. We had
Kid
Siegel and the Moneymakers.
Exactly. That's what I'm...
right.
And you had a lot of people. I guess you didn't have the trash on show, the fashion.
No.
But you had people wearing these amazing...
Yes.
I remember two that I will never forget, I feel. One was made out of pages, and folded pages. And from a distance, it looked just like a skirt or a dress.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when you get up close, you see that. And the other was... the paper outside of tea bags.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, right.
Someone had made, a woman had made for her niece
dresses.
And her son.
Yeah.
I was like, unbelievable the amount of work that went into that.
Yeah.
That's right. And the beauty. So, you know, it did. And then there were all the animals that
The critters. The critters are just
fantastic.
Probably one of the most popular items in the trash art show is when people undertake to make critters.
Mm-hmm. Of all sizes.
Of all sizes, yes.
Big
stuff. I'm the proud owner of one of the hugest trash art pieces that ever came through.
A dragon?
They call it a shovelosaurus.
Uh-huh.
A shovelosaurus.
It was made from shovels. You know?
Oh, great.
Yeah, it was just beautiful.
And
beautiful.
And do you have it outside? Or
it's outside.
Okay,
it's been outside for years.
I was thinking, otherwise you have a very big house.
Yeah, no, it's outdoor art. It's outdoor art.
Which is a fun aspect, too. Let's tell people before we even go further when this is happening. This is the 16th annual Trash Art Show, and the image that goes with it is a lot of fun. Oh, this is John
Freethy.
Freethy. And why don't you explain this, because there's the difference in dates, the reception. And
okay, so we've everybody who's out there just working away on their trash art to be in the show, you're to bring those items this coming Monday and Tuesday.
This is your one.
And this will be at Cardam. You bring them to Cardam to the Refinery, the new resale store up there, from 5:30 to 7 p.m. on Monday or 10:30 to noon on Tuesday. That's the art intake. That's when Susan and I receive you and see these amazing things you've made. We will put them on the wall. The show actually opens on May 21st, which is next Wednesday night from 6:30 to 8.
Okay, that's this coming Wednesday.
This coming Wednesday.
Now, is this a juried show?
No.
Okay, so you two accept and figure out where to put everything.
We do.
Okay.
And we're good at it.
Yeah, I bet you are. Yeah.
Well, you have been in the past, I'm
sure.
Yeah,
we've done it a lot of times. Yeah.
So if you can't make it to the reception, the day the show actually opens on May 21st, the show will be up for 5 days at Cardam in the Refinery in the new Trash Art Gallery, May 22nd through the 25th from 10 to 4. Those are Cardam's open hours. Or on Monday, May 26th, 10 a.m. to 1.
And then people will be picking up their art. What's left of it, of course.
Exactly.
Most of it will be sold.
That's
gone.
Right.
Oh, for sure.
So, yeah, let's talk about that.
And where is the Refinery again?
The Refinery.
And where is Cardam, for that matter?
Well, Cardam is, if you've never been there before, you must go if you're an Oregonian or a visitor to Oregon. You must go to Cardam.
That's true.
The address, and you can put this right now into your contacts, 34995 Nicarney City Road in Manzanita. And the number up there is 503-368-7764.
Now, if somebody gets to Manzanita, is it in Manzanita proper?
No.
It's on the outskirts. It's by the state park. But everybody in town knows where it is.
Exactly.
Everybody in town. Yeah, so I'm just sure. ask, where's Cardam?
And Manzanita is not exactly a huge metropolis. So
not
a problem. Okay.
Right.
So what else are we?
Now, here's what we really need people to know.
Yes.
Two things. Is if you say, oh, not another art show. I know it's a trash art show and it's different, but I just don't have any place to put any art on my walls. They're full. The good news is this year all the art is small because our gallery is small. Our new gallery is small. So we've given the artists a challenge to make something that's 36 square inches. So everybody's got room for 36 square inches. So don't let that get in your way of coming to the show. And if you want to purchase something, we have a preview. And it happens from 4:30 to 6, and it's a ticketed preview. There are 12 tickets left. And if you want one of those, call this station, and we will make sure to get in touch with you to get you one.
Wow.
Or call Cardam, and you can purchase one. And that gives you early access to the show, a private reception with the artists, and you have yummy food by one of our fabulous caterers, beer from your famous Fort George right over here, and all kinds of great things.
So when is that?
That's on Wednesday from 4:30 to 6.
Before the reception.
Then the doors opened to everybody for free at 6:30.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, for full disclosure, I do know the answer, but I'm going to let you tell.
Okay.
Why does everybody need to go to Cardam and see it? And if you're out of town for this month and you are going to miss the Trash Art Show, it's unfortunate. Or if you live in Nova Scotia, you're going to miss this year, maybe next year. But it's good for you to learn what's so special about Cardam.
Cardam is... Do you want...
Please,
start. Okay. Yeah. Cardam is the most unique trio of services that you've ever seen. And if you care about the environment, this is a place to come and get inspired.
Yes.
Yes, you can bring a little bag of trash to throw away. However, you can recycle over 40 different items there, things that nobody else will take. And you can shop in this tremendously inspiring new place called the Refindery, where signage, displays, the things for sale, and the color and ideas that you'll see around you will make you say, how can I have a Cardam in my town?
Exactly.
People say that all the time.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
Now, the one thing that I still use, it's now in my flower garden, I got an actual real stop sign, a street stop sign at Cardam. Mm-hmm. I've gotten several things there. Now, that wasn't in the fancy store. That was in the main part. So is the Refindery now still a little bit upgrade, or is everything part of that?
That Refindery is where you got your stop sign before.
Okay.
It has
okay.
been completely remodeled and reorganized.
Right.
The entrance has been changed, and the signage in there is done and very creative display units as well, with cheese graters as light fixtures and just lots of inspiring
it
stuff.
It is truly amazing. You know, the other thing I got from one of the trash art shows was it's a trash bag, a brown paper bag, but somebody painted on it, and you were selling those, and I got one of those, and I still have it in my home.
Excellent.
Well, I enjoy, I chuckle every time I look at it, you know, thinking, But I just... I applaud the community, and especially you two and several of your other regulars there who have created this. It makes recycling a joy, an artistic endeavor, a joy, and also very effective.
Yes, and you know, just yesterday there was a group from Portland touring the facility, and everybody wants to know, how can we make a Cardam in our community?
Yeah.
It doesn't happen overnight. This is a 16-year endeavor. It takes a whole community.
Mm-hmm.
Susan's on the board. Hundreds of people volunteer.
Yeah.
It's vision. It's entrepreneurial spirit. It's determination. It's caring about your community and your environment.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Can't get any better. So
yeah.
Okay. So this, don't miss this year's 16th annual Trash Art Show. Again, the artist reception is May 21st. It says 6:30 to 8. And if you want to get in on that preview and meet the artists and eat goodies and drink stuff, then you need to call. And that costs something. It all goes to Cardam.
Yes.
All for a good cause. Yeah. And their number is 503-368-7160 or 368-3366. And the show is May 22nd through 25th. Again, that is Thursday through Sunday, 10 to 4, and then Monday, a special from 10 until 1. And if you need more information, cardam.org is a good place to go.
Yes.
There you go. CARTM.org. No apostrophes.
No apostrophes.
Anymore.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
These guys are so smart. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks,
Lorraine Ortiz,
Carol.
Susan Walsh. And
thank you
for creating and making it fun and exciting to get rid of your trash in a creative way and to make art. So.
Thank you, Carol.
Thanks, Carol.
Till next time, and hopefully I'm going to get down there. We'll see. We'll give it a try. And I have some music from one of our, she's not quite local, but we consider her local favorites. That would be Catherine Clare. And speaking of that part of the world, Manzanita, Catherine Clare and Cal Scott are putting on a concert tonight at the Hoffman Center. That's 7:30. And tomorrow night, that's Manzanita, okay? And then tomorrow night, they'll be up in Long Beach, Washington, on the peninsula at 7 o'clock. So tonight is 7:30. You can come early. But tomorrow night is at 7. Don't come late. These are two fabulous performers. We'll hear a little bit of Cal Scott later, two of my favorites. Here's Catherine Clare. Thanks for being here. KMUN, KTCB, Carol.
Your breath along my back, I can't deny its touch. It slips between my shoulder blades. I will not sleep inside these arms. Plaster crumbles from the wall. The bedspread catches my hangnail. On our way to your girlfriend's house, I will not sleep inside these arms. Oh, 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 oh. Light jerks above the door. I've arrived at this same spot before. One bed, two bodies, a long way from home. I will not sleep inside these arms. Hey, phone ringing down the hall. It is cupped by Phil. Just the way a lover once cupped my jaw, I will not sleep inside these arms. Mm-hmm. Hold my hand on icy roads, the corners all turn black. I tap this out upon your palm. I will not sleep inside these arms. I tap this out upon your palm. I will not sleep inside these arms. I will not sleep inside these arms. are bonded. Yours to the miner, mine to the coal. I came from a cradle of clear southern pine. You're from across the wide ocean. It's a garden of Eden. Say, little bird, sing for the skies and your freedom. It's dark in this hole and our bodies are bonded. Yours to the miner.
Well, that's a couple of tunes from Catherine Clare's brand new album, almost brand new album. It's cover tunes, and to be honest, I don't have the cover of the cover tune album right here, so I can't tell you who that was, but maybe you recognize the song. You certainly must have recognized her voice. She has a very distinctive voice. It's rich and just stunning. So I hope we don't lose her to some famous place. But in the meantime, again, Catherine Clare and Cal Scott tonight at the Hoffman, 7:30 in Manzanita. Tomorrow night at the Peninsula Performing Arts Center in Long Beach at 7. And by the way, they're doing a workshop tomorrow, writers, music, songwriting workshop. Before, I think it's, let's see what time that is happening. I have it somewhere right here because this is a great opportunity. It's 10 a.m. and that's a songwriter's workshop with Cal Scott and Catherine Clare. What an opportunity. Okay, well, speaking of opportunities, I have right here in front of me Sarah Lippold. I always check on the pronunciation there. And Sarah is here because one of the other fabulous things that's going on this weekend is the Fire Mountain School Spring Raffle Party. Do you know who came up with the name Fire Mountain School?
The founders of the school did. The parents who built the school.
Put it
all together. I hear stories about long meetings set together and lots of voting as to what the name should be.
I love that name.
You do too.
It's so dynamic, alive. And I mean, we want the fire from within coming from high and up in the mountain. But Fire Mountain School is where?
We're located in Arch Cape, Oregon. And it is Falcon Cove Road, and there's a small community of homes there in Falcon Cove, and the school is located there.
And tell us about, this is not any ordinary school. This is a very special, and how long has it been in existence?
We're in our 31st year.
Oh, my goodness.
Of being here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I did not realize it was that old.
Yes, so. And so there is quite a tradition to uphold with the school.
Absolutely.
And we're simply a private school.
It's the philosophy, though, the things that you put your focus on in Fire Mountain School.
The focus is on the children,
huh.
For sure, on
That's
the children.
That's good, Sarah. Yeah.
Developing the individual child and just providing a place for the children to grow academically, emotionally, artistically, culturally, all of that. So this is what we keep working for, is giving children that opportunity. And our goal is to strike a balance with the school now, which is providing children with the academic knowledge they need, their age, as well as exposing them to art, music, culture, and most importantly, the community. So this is what we're having this party. And it takes a community of parents to get together within the community near our school.
But you put on quite a party, and actually, you don't have to have anything to do with Fire Mountain School except care about community, children, and supporting people who are making this happen. So the party is happening tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
Yes, exactly.
So tell us about that.
The doors will open at 6 o'clock, and so we will have a Southern food buffet. So you can come and start having a good meal at your own pace. Lots of good food. We'll keep the food out all night. And then we have a bluegrass band playing. They'll start at 7 o'clock, Athena and the Fellow Travelers.
Are they local or from?
They are local in Nehalem.
Oh, really?
Okay, yes. And Athena has given some of the students at our school guitar lessons and singing lessons, and she's just a wonderful musician. So, and often we've had different bands playing reggae bands, or but this
I
year
know
it's
had
bluegrass.
Heather Christie one year.
Yes, Heather Christie played. She would remember playing for a few raffle parties. I've seen those old posters.
Oh, yeah.
This is the 16th raffle party the school's put on.
Oh, wonderful. So. Wonderful. And the raffle supports the school, obviously. The money all goes to the school. But it's... you can get some pretty nice prizes, and again, for full disclosure, Sarah actually sold me a ticket last year, and I won second prize, which was a fabulous time at Brighton Bush. And are they coming in this year, too, or has it got some other things offering? What are you offering?
We do have a different second prize this year, and it is a stay at a beautiful oceanfront home in Arch Cape, Oregon.
Nice.
So it's a two-night stay and a dinner for two.
Nice.
So you can get away if you need to get away from Astoria, even.
which we should say that you have children coming all the way from Astoria to be at Fire Mountain School, too, some of the students.
Yes, yes, we do. We have a handful of children from Astoria. Mm-hmm. And I suppose it would be the perfect opportunity to thank our sponsor, the Wim Hall Family Clinic. One of their children goes to Fire Mountain School, and they were gracious enough to be the sponsor of our party this year.
Lovely.
They practice family medicine here. They're on their 11th year. Mm-hmm. They're located on Exchange.
Okay.
So thank you to them. There. And yes, we are pulling children from Astoria to Wheeler.
That's neat. And so the kids get to meet each other, too. Mm-hmm. So now, what's the grand prize this year?
Wouldn't you like to go on vacation, Carol?
Anytime.
What if we gave you $4,000?
I'll take it.
Where would you go?
I don't know yet. I'll figure it out.
This is the fun of the grand prize, is that the winner does get to decide where they want to go. And then they have Fire Mountain School as their travel agent. So we will pay for your airfare. We will pay for your lodging, transportation, accommodation.
Wow.
And we decide where you would like to go. And give me a call.
Sarah, I'm there. I'm there. Well, so you get to support an incredibly good cause. And if you want to know more about Fire Mountain School, by the way, is there a website or a phone number? What?
Yes, we do have a website. You can simply Google Fire Mountain School in Arch Cape. And we also have a Facebook page, which is a good opportunity for anyone to see what the children have been doing this year.
Oh, good.
All the different activities we have. So you can look online for that as well.
Okay. And if you're a Facebooker, you know how to do that.
Yes.
I don't, but yes.
Yes.
So the grade level, the age level at Fire Mountain at this point?
Currently this year we had a blended classroom of preschoolers and kindergarten, and Miss Hannah Nebaker is the teacher there.
Right.
She's been there for 3 years now, and she has a really good program going for these young ones.
Mm-hmm.
They start their day off with yoga.
Nice.
Lots of different things.
How old is preschool?
4 years old.
Okay.
Actually, we ask that the children be potty trained.
Sure.
Simply that for the preschool. Mm-hmm. And then the upper class has students from grades 3 to 6.
Okay.
This year. So no children came this year that were in that age of first grade and second grade.
Mm-hmm.
So the children that showed up, the staff
creates
a blended classroom, a multi-age classroom.
Right. Now, are you teaching there as well?
I seem to serve a good substitute teacher.
Okay.
If the teachers need a day off. And then I come in, I like to insert my art teaching.
Yes, we should mention that Sarah is, that's actually the first time I met Sarah was at a printmaking shop, a workshop at Clatsop College. And since then, I've seen her work And she also has a strong connection to the station through the other half.
The good half, yes. The brave one who can sit on the microphone weekly.
The other half is Todd Lippold, who's one of our delightful programmers here. Okay, so tomorrow night is the party. What time does it start and where is it?
At 6 o'clock, the doors open, and we are having the party in Nehalem. And we call it the old Nehalem Fire Hall. They have built a new fire hall in the past 16 years, but it's located right next to City Hall on 8th Street.
Okay.
And it's a small town. Just look for a gathering of cars parked.
And make sure you don't park in the wrong spot and get a ticket.
Yes.
That happened one year, too. But the cops were very forgiving when they realized what we were doing there. So do people need to get tickets in advance or they can just show up? Or
we have a few tickets left to sell at the door. Okay. And even if not buying a ticket, come and eat
and
enjoy live music.
Right. So, the raffle ticket, you can get a raffle ticket without going to the party. And you can do that from anywhere in the world, right? I mean, if somebody... would they do that on the web or what? How would they?
I guess if anyone is listening out there in the world and want to buy a ticket, call us at the school.
What's the number?
It's 503-436-2610.
Okay, 2610. If you need that, you can call me after this show and I'll give it to you.
And if you buy a raffle ticket, that gets you into the party to eat and drink and be merry for free.
And otherwise, you can just go to the party without the raffle ticket. Mm-hmm. But hey, I'm going on that trip. I don't know.
I can hardly wait to pull that ticket. It's so exciting.
Thanks, Sarah. I'm so glad you're in my... Okay, Fire Mountain School. If you want more information, again, find Fire Mountain School on Facebook or on your search finder, and or call 503-436-2610. The party is tomorrow night, if you can make it, and doors open at 6 p.m. In Nehalem at the old fire hall. And again, all you have to do is ask anybody, and they'll be able to find it for you. Anything else we need to know?
I would just like to thank the community for supporting our school.
Bravo.
This party will help us be financially secure at the end of the year so we can do it again next year.
There you go. So you can have a great time and support very important education. What could be more important for our children? And this is true education. Thanks so much, Sarah.
Thank you, Carol.
Okay. And I do have some music from Cal Scott, and this is an album that I mentioned before, Kevin Burke and Cal Scott, Across the Black River, and we're going to hear the green fields of Woodford. Thanks for listening, folks. KMUNS Storia, KTCB Tillamook. Thank you. Cal Scott and Kevin Burke from Across the Black River, and their music, not there, Cal Scott will be together with Catherine Clare again tonight at Hoffman and tomorrow night at the Peninsula Performing Arts Center. But we have no, I should say, and we have no dearth of music in our area. Lucky, lucky us. And some of the other fabulous music that is happening, including tomorrow night. Yes, that's why I say you have to make decisions around here. It's very hard for some of us. But some of the classical music is happening. And I have here Dr. Denise Reed, the conductor and director of the North Coast Chorale, because there is a big concert coming up tomorrow night and Sunday afternoon in Astoria at the Performing Arts Center, and then Sunday night at the United Methodist Church in Nehalem. Yes, the very same Nehalem that Fire Mountain School is having their party on Saturday night. So wherever you live, there's good stuff happening for you. It's Denise, why don't you tell folks about Rutter's Mass for the Children concert and everything else that's going on. And let me just say, I have two guests here because Connie Weibel is here, and I'm going to let Denise and Connie tell you what she's doing because her role is, she's doing a few things tomorrow.
Right.
Yeah.
She is.
Yeah. So, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What's happening?
Well, we're having a pretty fabulous, I think, concert tomorrow evening, the North Coast Chorale. There are a group of children who will be singing with us. We're doing Rutter's Mass of the Children, which is a beautiful piece, very brilliant, and also it combines the children and the adult choir. On Saturday night, we will have some live musicians from this area, people that you know. They'll be adding to our concert, along with Connie, who will be the organist for that evening. So this piece is accompanied by organ and eight other instruments, mostly winds. And I think that it's going to be very enjoyable. Mass of the Children that Rutter has composed, as I said, have some brilliant parts. Some of it, though, you might, those of you who are familiar with Benjamin Britten's War Requiem, might hear some familiarity in that piece with the Rutter piece. But it is just beautiful. The children are just great.
The children are amazing.
Yes, they are.
I am blown away.
Parts and everything.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
they add so much to it. And yeah, they sometimes they're singing even in a different rhythm pattern than the adult choir.
And they
are. They're right there.
They don't miss a beat.
That's
right.
They
are. Yeah, they kind of make us feel a little insecure and inadequate. But hey, that's the way it should be. The young people should be, you know, kind of taking over the world here. So
yeah, they are really good.
So this is Mass of the Children.
Yes, Mass of the Children is the title of it.
I've seen it in the newspaper written in both ways, and I thought, did I get that wrong? Okay, so this. The children are 7 to 12, and the rest of us are a lot older. Although we have some young people.
Yes, we do.
We have a couple
I would say
of the
maybe
high school.
We are 15 to wherever.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Wherever. we top out
right.
In the highs. But okay, and what else is
part
going
of
to
this
be at
concert?
That concert?
Yes, the second half. Well, the children wanted to do a couple of numbers on their own so they could show the audience that they can do something by themselves,
right,
of course.
Right.
But then we are going to be celebrating composers that we know from the Northwest. And those are Barbara Polshuk. We'll be doing her Voyage. We've done that before. But this is a new and revised one, the Voyage. And we will also be doing some music of Keith Clark. It's three songs from a Shropshire lad.
Yes.
That's kind of a tongue thing to say.
You know, this morning I was unfortunately awake at 5 a.m. and I was listening to KMUN. And the classical program that comes on between 5 and 6, they played, obviously, not Keith Clark's version. It was non-choral. But they played something from Shropshire Lad. And I thought, I know that piece.
That's
my goodness.
Right.
It was quite amazing. So for those who aren't aware, Keith Clark is the director and co-founder of the Astoria Music Festival,
right,
which is coming up in June,
right,
which is very soon, like
right,
next month. So, and then the third.
And then the third is a composer that people don't know this, but Morten Lauritzen actually taught music out at Tongue Point. And he also played jazz down in Seaside.
Nice.
So he's very close. And we just did a year ago a piece by him, Lux Aeterna.
Oh, which was stunning.
Yes, we did that. Yeah. And so we're going to do a couple of his other pieces. One we have done a long time ago about the roses, mm-hmm. Diretant, and the other one is Sure on the Shining Night, which is pretty new that he has composed.
And in case you didn't catch that, that was Diretant is in French. So there we are singing our international ways. So it's the music is beautiful. And having the children there. And Connie, you are playing the organ, right?
Yes, she's playing the organ. The ST, the mighty ST at the PAC. She's going to be playing for the mass of the children.
And do you play organ in other places? Is that it? Do you?
Well, I used to a lot. And I've took a 10-year hiatus from playing organ. So this is my first gig.
Whoa!
The fingers know what to do, but the feet have to get their own brains.
Right.
So they're doing that.
Okay. How does this feel to you? Because, you know, it's unusual to have a...
It feels like coming home.
Oh, that's great.
It absolutely does, yes.
Lovely. So I said you're doing several things. You're playing double duty on Saturday.
Yes.
Earlier in the day at 2 p.m., this is all happening at the Performing Arts Center on 16th and Franklin, the Clatsop College Performing Arts Center, which many of us treasure as a community facility, which we would like very much to.
It is, and you know, when you come to the concerts or to the presentation, it just looks beautiful. It looks like a community concert hall
mm-hmm.
where people can really mm-hmm. connect
right.
with the performers.
Yeah, it has an intimate atmosphere,
yes,
even
does.
Though it holds 250 people.
Mm-hmm.
It's an old church to begin with, stained mm-hmm. glass windows and everything, although you don't see them in the evenings. We have to close them for the, during the day we have to close
right.
them. Can
I introduce Connie?
Please
yes.
do, okay. yes. You know more about her, certainly.
Okay, this is Connie Weibel, and I met her through a mutual friend of ours, someone who works at the college also, Ron Walker. And when she said she did organ, I says, oh, that's great. We're looking for organists for different
right.
occasions
mm-hmm.
right here since we're having this ST renovated. And so she said she does. So the opportunity came to do the Mass of the Children, and we were able to get a small score for an intimate chamber group,
mm-hmm.
and that included the organ.
Mm-hmm.
We will have those instruments on Saturday evening. Sunday afternoon, though, we will have an electronic piano that's been donated for Connie's presentation from Classic Pianos and the organ only for Sunday afternoon's performance.
Okay.
But let's get back to Connie's presentation, Piano right. Keys for Autism.
Mm-hmm.
She has such a background in this area that she does this, I guess, up at Mercer Island,
mm-hmm.
and it's just going to be a fantastic presentation. I'll let her
tell us about that. Yeah. First of all, I love that you titled it that. That was very clever.
Good. I'm glad you liked that.
Yeah. But for someone who knows nothing, start from the beginning. What are you doing? What's the philosophy, the concept? Where did it come from? And what happens?
Well, if you think of the word adaptation, it's taking the instrument, the piano, and adapting it to whoever comes in the studio. So I've been teaching for 30, 35 years and full-time plus professional performer, piano and organ. And what I realized is I'd have children coming in. This is back before everybody was diagnosed with something. And they would come in and hit a loud note and then cover their ears and go, I hate that sound. So it got me thinking, well, it's a piano. I mean, I can teach you how to have a better touch, but some kids don't get it. And so as I was actually raising my own four kids on my own at the time and doing whatever I could to be the best piano teacher ever to make
mm-hmm.
a living.
Mm-hmm.
And I acquired a Yamaha Clavinova. And what I found was the kids that were bangers on the piano, I would take them over the Clavinova and I'd put it on harp. And all of a sudden, they were playing,
yes.
and they were smiling, and I was not going crazy.
This is self-preservation.
That's self-preservation. Right. And that started the journey. So it became a sound therapy. So I would try out different sounds. I mean, I was a piano teacher. I could teach all this stuff, but I was a little bored and didn't want to just teach beginners. So I would say, well, let's try it in clarinet. What does that do? How do you feel? And all of a sudden, music was coming alive for everybody. Everybody.
So you created this whole program
I
from
did.
Scratch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Observation and sounds. Yes. And then as these clavinovas got better, then I had software for the methods that I teach, just regular students. And I would use the software with these kids. And these clavinovas have a guide feature. So they wait for you as you play. And so they could be playing a pop tune. They could be playing Amazing Grace. They could be playing Deck the Halls. And here's this whole orchestrated background that waits for them to play the right note.
Wow.
And the empowerment that I saw from kids and teenagers. I was working a lot with teenagers that had no confidence. So as they'd play even their one note, they would just puff up and go, I did this.
Yes.
So as I was getting more students in my studio that were, the parents were desperate. The kids are getting kicked out of studios because they wouldn't conform. They wouldn't sit still. And I'd say, bring them on. So that I developed a program for ADD kids. That was the buzzword 25 years ago. Everybody was ADD. And plus a few that really were. And then the ones that you would talk to them and they'd say, what? And they wouldn't look at you. And I was just so fascinated. And then my own son, who is now 28, was diagnosed with autism. And I just started developing this way of teaching. So now, fast forward 10 years later, I speak around the country about this. I demonstrate. But tomorrow is very special because I now have a movie that shows my students and all different kinds, from profoundly autistic, not even verbal, using iPads, using the clavinova, playing music, to kids on the grand piano. I have a national award winner of his own original compositions who won the National Reflections Contest last year.
Wow. Congratulations to you for doing this.
Right.
I mean, this is fantastic.
Yes. It's all about the out-of-the-box. How to
Have you found any other folks trying to figure out how to replicate your program at this point?
There's a few that sort of try. And I've spoken to many teachers groups, MTNA chapters to national conferences. And a lot would like to, and they do their own thing. But most of what I get is, bless you for trying. And I'm like, no, it's not that hard.
Right. So, well, but you have to be committed, which you obviously are.
Right.
In a good way, I mean.
Yes. But I'm interested in speaking to the professionals who have some music background.
Right.
Because I believe they're the people that already speak autism language that could reach these students and I could train.
Great.
And so I'm hoping there'll be some there tomorrow.
Excellent. So this is tomorrow, Saturday the 17th at 2 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center in Astoria, 16th and Franklin. And that is Connie?
It's free to the community.
Oh, good.
Free to the community. You know, donations accepted, of course, but it's free. You don't have to have a ticket.
Right.
We want you to come. To get this experience, we want people
and
in the community
the word.
To yes, yeah. right.
So,
and see this.
Let if you know someone who you think might benefit from this, also it would be great to let them know. And then for Pure Joy, tomorrow evening, and that is at
7 p.m.
Right
at the
PAC. At the Performing Arts Center Saturday night, and then 2 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center on Sunday. And then we're going to hightail it down to Nehalem, to the United Methodist Church, for a performance at 7 p.m. So if you know folks in the Nehalem, Manzanita, Wheeler, the Three Village area, let them know that this fabulous concert. Now, the children aren't coming to Nehalem, are they?
Yes, they are.
Oh,
But they will not be the full group because some of them have little young ones.
They
don't know whether they can go through two performances.
Right.
But there will be some
children. There will
children.
Be children.
Yes,
oh,
so we're going to do the Mass of the Children also.
This is fantastic. It's And it's very unusual to
and
be able
Connie
to
will be with us also.
Bring this together. Wonderful. Thank you so much for coming in. Connie, it's a pleasure to meet you. Denise, it's always a pleasure.
Thank you.
And we will see you
tomorrow.
Yes,
thank
for
you.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
Thanks, Carol.
Thank you.
And I have a few things I want to let you know are going on. In addition, believe it or not, there's more stuff going on with a little music from India in the background. Again, we're congratulating India on their elections. The Coaster Theater, Boys Next Door, they had a fabulous opening weekend. It's Friday and Saturday at 7:30, and this Sunday at 3 p.m. The Liberty, this is starting tonight, tonight only, the Liberty Theater is presenting Astoria School of Ballet, 7 o'clock performance, Snow White. That's Margaret Wall's choreography, original choreography. It's a beautiful production with Edward Grieg's music. The House at Pooh Corner by Astoria High School is this weekend. Seaside is featuring Bob Joyner and Lee Stromquist from the North Coast Symphonic Band and everything else at the Living Room. Denise Drake is at Finn's Fish House, and then on tonight, and then Saturday is Jason Lambert, Catherine Clare and Cal Scott at the Hoffman tonight, and Peninsula Arts Center tomorrow night with a workshop at 10 a.m., performance at 7. Strawberry Roan with Catherine Lawyer at 9 at the Twisted Fish in Seaside. Astoria Library has Oregon Reads with William Stafford. Poet Laureate Paul Ann Peterson is going to be it here in Astoria at the Astoria Library on 10th and Exchange for a presentation on the life and work of William Stafford. And Saturday at 1 p.m. with a writing workshop. Garden of Surging Waves at 10:30, tomorrow morning grand opening. North Coast Corral, you just heard all about it. Please join us. Beach Books, 11 to 1. Indies Storytime with Melissa S.Q. Oosley and Graham Coltman, Children and Young Adult Books. Liberty is featuring Jimmy Webb and Carla Bonoff at 7:30. Fire Mountain School, you heard about. Astor Street Opry is having auditions at noon on Saturday and Sunday at 6 p.m. for the veterans. And then Saturday night, they're having a flower power dance party, 60s clothes with acoustica. And topping it off, Ladies Tea with Laurie Johnson. Porterville Waco is having their market with art. Manzanita Writers Series at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. The Hoffman is Dan Byrne, the Gods of Second Choices. Charlie's Chowder House with Barbie G music, 7 to 9. And Dots and Doodles has art classes. Check them out from 10 to noon and 1 to 3. And on Sunday, Native Plants with Dorota Haber Lehigh, Botanical Drawing, Fort George Cascade Crescendo Bluegrass, that's in the evening. Romance in the Spring at 3, that's the North Oregon Coast Symphony at Rockaway Community Church with Bruckner, Mozart, and more. And Astoria Sunday Market with the Tomasian Trio.